Well, after that 3-point result, Chris, the result here becomes even better. The final score was City of Derry 19, Middleton 18, and really it was an absolute cracking last 10 minutes. The final 5 minutes of the game was just like the Alamo. The City of Derry defence, I have to say, every player on the team, the amount of tackling they did. Middleton put in an absolute magnificent shift at the end. Their ball retention was absolutely amazing inside the Derry 22. But try as they could, spreading it right, spreading it left, driving it up the middle with their big forwards, the Derry defence met them. And at one stage, they must have been about a metre from the line, and Derry managed to turn the ball over, and the referee then blew his whistle. Much to the relief of the Derry side and all the spectators. And certainly, it has really lifted the team because, you know, with Seapoint winning today, if Derry hadn't won today, Seapoint would have closed the gap dramatically on the teams. That now gives Derry the 4 points and takes them up to 17. By no means a secure position, but nevertheless, it's a win, and it'll leave them in a far better position. I'm surprised at that result, the only game at Seapoint, although Seapoint at home, I'm led to believe, are a different side they are away, and certainly, you know, that will have now almost all the team, the bottom four sides, or the bottom three sides now are almost together. Derry have managed to just get that gap of 4 points, and that could be very vital towards the end of the season. Still, of course, a lot of games to play, and certainly, you know, from the judges' road point of view, today couldn't have been better. Overall, I think Derry probably just about managed it. They did control the ball very, very well in the long phases. Middleton, whenever they got their game going, you saw how dangerous they were, and you can realise why they're lying second on the table. Apparently last week against a very hard game against Tullamore, they had a few injuries, but I mean, that's the sort of thing that every side goes along with. And certainly, it was a tremendous performance by City of Derry today. They had the best possible start, as they say, whenever they scored after 4 minutes. Out half, Alec McDonald made a break on the halfway line, gave it to Simon Logue, who was playing full back, and he just had too much gas to go over in the corner, the conversion being missed. 7 minutes later, Middleton out half, Stuart Lee, who was a very influential player all the game, he kicked a penalty to make it 5-3. On the 15-minute mark, then, Middleton had their first score. Their forwards are driving up the middle. The ball went loose. It was hacked on in a very poor defence by Derry. There was two players went for the ball. Neither got there, and it was centre Morris Daly who dived on the ball. Lee converted. That was 10-5 to the Munster side. Derry came back then in 32 minutes, and they got their try when their captain, Stephen Carr, who had a tremendous game, he picked up about 15 metres out. He spun out of a couple of tackles, and the next thing he was clear of the post. He went over. McDonald converted 12-10. And that was the score just then before half-time. On the 40-minute mark, Middleton carried over. There was a 5-metre scrum. And the second time Derry drove forward, Carr picked up and used his bulk to get over. McDonald converted. So 19-10 at half-time, and you'd have thought that was a reasonably good position for City Derry to be in. The first, the third quarter, really, it was nip and tuck. Neither side really getting any dominance. A lot of mistakes being made at teams trying to do too much. But then, roughly about the hour mark, Derry had a 5-metre line-out. They threw it on the Middleton... they had a 5-metre line-out on their own line. And a crooked throw-in then gave Middleton the ball back, and from their line-out, they made Derry pay, and it was a replacement hooker, Cormac Ryan, who drove over 19-15. And 5 minutes later, Derry conceded the penalty 30 metres out, and Lee then narrowed to 19-18. And as you can imagine, the last 15 minutes was exciting. There was a stage whenever Middleton had so much possession, their coach was going ballistic, shouting drop goal, drop goal, and certainly at that stage it looked, at one stage it was on, because I mean they were right up under the post, and the way Lee kicks a ball, you'd imagine he would have done that, but they decided to try and get the score and it didn't happen. But certainly you have to admire the defence from the City of Derry side in that last 15 minutes. It was absolutely tremendous, and especially in their own 22, not to concede a penalty, because with Middleton driving forward all the time, all they had to do was concede a penalty, and with only a point difference in the two sides, who knows what would have happened. But from City of Derry's point of view, they will certainly be very happy with this, because there's now a 2-week break because of the internationals. It'll give them a chance to regroup. It'll give them a lot of confidence at training. And then hopefully when they restart again in the next match, they'll feel a lot more confident in what they're going to do. But a tremendous performance overall today, and certainly one that I don't think too many people coming here today would have expected. I think they thought it might have been a close game, but the big difference today I saw from the Derry point of view was the last 15 minutes. The Derry teams have seen at the start of the season would never have lasted the pace, and Middleton would obviously have got scores near the end. But that was the great thing about it. Tremendous defence won the day, and certainly it was a hard earned, but it could be a very vital 4 points, as you said, Chris, come the end of the season. Final score, All-Ireland League Division 2C at Judges Road, City of Derry 19, Middleton 18.
And one other score of significance, Tullamore 11, Thomond 15. So it's really tightening up at the bottom of Division 2C of the All-Ireland League. City of Derry 19, Middleton 18, Sea Point 23, Omagh 14, Tullamore 11, Thomond 15.